All right, we got to call it like it is. There is currently a coordinated attack on the free speech of Americans coming from the party that claims to advocate for free speech. People on the right are currently inversing reality and saying, you know, Charlie Kirk believed in free speech so much that you're going to get fired and lose your job and lose everything if you say one wrong thing online. And conservatives are taking this way too far. I want to show you a clip of Donald Trump screaming at some reporter on the White House lawn in just 1 second, because all this reporter said was, is there a conflict of interest with your business? Trump goes after the reporter's home country, and essentially threatens them on camera. This all falls into a coordinated attack on free speech, on the free speech of both journalists, people on the left, left-wing organizations, more liberal activist organizations are being attacked in a top-down manner. So we'll get to this in just 1 second. But I do want to start here because Jesse Singel, who's more center of the road, he's not even a Republican or a Democrat. He was just saying, I'm finding this increasingly sickening. This teacher, who was secretly recorded in her classroom, is very explicit about the fact that violence is never acceptable, yet they're trying to get this teacher fired. And I blurt out the teacher's name, even though this post has already gotten like 100 million views. I blurt it all out. But they are currently enacting a coordinated attack on teachers, doctors, lawyers, people for just saying really milquetoast things. So Gunther says, breaking, blank from blank high school, a social studies teacher is trashing Charlie Kirk. Let me make this clear. And then they tagged the school. They said they're saying disturbing things about Charlie Kirk. And this is the quote. The quote says, you should be allowed to say whatever you want without violence being inflicted upon you. Like I said, he was a terrible person. It's just the things he said. So this teacher took a nuanced position in the classroom and said, listen, you should be able to say what you want. Violence is never okay in a democracy. That never leads to a conducive conversation. Some people in my comment section are like, Adam, you're so soft for saying that violence is never the answer. It's like you're in a YouTube comment section from the comfort of your home typing that we're soft. I will continue to relentlessly spread the truth on this channel and say that violence is not okay in America, because I truly believe that. It does not lead to any good outcomes. And if you think that's soft, then get out of the YouTube comment section and actually go, you know, engage in democracy. Go door knock, go canvas, go do something. But to continue with this, he then says, imagine what this kid and others in the school didn't get on camera. This lady has no business being around children. She needs to be fired. And again, even people who are center of the road were like, this is pretty sickening. This is just straight up cancel culture. It is wild. Remember, Charlie Kirk is the one who said about a year ago, hate speech does not legally exist in America. There's ugly speech. There's gross speech. There's evil speech. And all of it is protected by the First Amendment. Keep America free. And, you know, after saying that, a year later, Pam Bondi decides to come out and contradict him.
There's free speech and then there's hate speech. And there is no place, especially now, especially after what happened to Charlie, in our society.
Do you see more law enforcement going after these groups who are using hate speech and putting cuffs on people so we show them that some action is better than no action?
We will absolutely target you, go after you, if you are targeting anyone with hate speech, anything. And that's across the aisle.
That is insane. I mean, hate speech does not exist legally in America, said Charlie Kirk. So which is it? Now, the language that she uses there is slippery. She says, if you threaten anybody in America, and that is true, if you're posting threats online, they are able to legally say, hey. But hate speech in and of itself, as Charlie Kirk says, is largely protected by the First Amendment, largely, with some exceptions that we can talk about in other videos. But Will Stancil says, they are trying to make it illegal to be liberal in America because they hate free speech, hate the Constitution, and are a bunch of authoritarian scumbags. And that's because J.D. Vance went on Charlie Kirk's podcast, filled in for him, essentially, and filled in his seat, and laid out their plan to use the federal government to target liberal officials, liberal organizations, everything. Judd says, Charlie Kirk was a champion of free speech, and anyone who says otherwise will be fired. He's being sarcastic here, but it's like, he's a champion of free speech, and if you say otherwise, you're fired. There will be consequences for your speech. Just like Donald Trump yells at this reporter for exercising free speech.
Finish an appropriate President Trump, that a president in office should be engaged in so much business activity.
Well, I'm really not. My kids are running the business.
But
I'm
you
here.
Are also,
you know what the activity, where are you from?
I'm from the Australian Broadcasting Corporation,
okay.
Four Corners Program.
Well, the Australians, you're hurting Australia right. In my opinion, you are hurting Australia very much right now.
But
and they want to get along with me. You know, your leader is coming over to see me very soon.
President
I'm going
Trump,
to tell him about you. You set a very bad tone.
Well,
go ahead, John.
Okay,
maybe you can set a nicer tone.
The UAE does a deal. What does it want in return?
Quiet.
By the way, this is pure authoritarian stuff. And right-wingers are going to say I'm being inflammatory for saying that, but I'm not. When you are threatening reporters, when you are saying that you are going to report the reporter's activity to the head of the country because it, quote, set a very bad tone before the meeting, just because this person asks a normal question, that is insane. That is chilling free speech, and that is authoritarian. 2 weeks ago, Donald Trump posted this AI image of my city, the city that I live and work in, Chicago, being invaded by the military. He said Chicago is about to find out why it's called the Department of War. Basically declaring war on Chicago in an AI post. And when I covered that, they called me inflammatory for saying that this is authoritarian. You see how they inverse reality? They say that they're protecting free speech by targeting you. They say that I'm being inflammatory by just using Trump's words back at them. The other day I made a video about Charlie Kirk and someone in the comments said, Adam, why are you being so hateful, making Charlie Kirk look so bad? And I said, dude, I just showed you his own words. I was just playing Charlie Kirk's own words. Here's another clip in which Donald Trump then says that Fani Willis should be put in jail and is a criminal. Who is the inflammatory one now? Why is the president of the United States trying to dictate who should be put in jail and who's a criminal? The president should not be trying to put his thumb on the scale of cases that haven't even been started yet. So he can just call people a criminal and say they should be put in jail, and then they'll use that as a pretext to then open an investigation. There's no evidence that she's a criminal. There's no evidence that any of these people are criminals. And then they're going to use the president of the United States pressure and language and wording to go after people. And we're the inflammatory ones.
You're going to get trying to open a message to the president. The Supreme Court this morning denied Fani Willis' appeal of your case for moving her.
Well, that was a great decision. It was a rigged case to start off with. It's great. The court just ruled that she is a disaster. She's a disaster with a boyfriend. The boyfriend that she paid $1 million for his expertise, but he never did it before. Now, she should be prosecuted. She was what she did to people, forget about me, what Fani Willis did to innocent people, patriots that love our country, what she did to them by indicting them and destroying them, she should be put in jail. She's a criminal. Fani Willis is a criminal.
That is wild. That is inflammatory. We need to continue to call it out. We will do that every day on the Adam Mockler channel. I'm going to make another video basically just going through Charlie Kirk's clips so he's not being sanitized. I don't want to cover him too much, but we also need to disrupt this narrative that he was some activist for civil rights and some angel. We're going to disrupt that narrative. Subscribe to the channel below if you are ready. I love you all and peace out.